Eli's unfaithfulness leads to ruin. There came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Wherefore, honorest, thou, thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people? Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house, and the house of thy father, should walk before me forever, but now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Those who in blind affection for their children indulge them in their selfish desires and do not rebuke sin and incorrect evil make it manifest that they honor their wicked children more than they honor God. Eli should first have attempted to restrain evil by mild measures, but if these did not avail, he should have subdued the wrong by the severest means. We are just as responsible for evils that we might have checked in others by exercise of parental or pastoral authority, as if the acts had been our own. Eli overlooked the faults and sins of his sons in their childhood, flattering himself that after a time they would outgrow their evil tendencies. Many are now making a similar mistake. They foster wrong tendencies in their children, urging as an excuse, they are too young to be punished. Wait till they become older and can be reasoned with. Thus the children grow up with traits of character that are a lifelong curse to them. There is no greater curse upon households than to allow youth to have their own way. The children soon lose all respect for their parents, all regard for authority, and are led captive at the will of Satan. The influence of an ill-regulated family is disastrous to society. It accumulates a tide of evil that affects families, communities, and governments. Eli's family life was imitated throughout Israel in thousands of homes. Actions speak louder than the most positive profession of godliness. Great are the evils of parental unfaithfulness under any circumstances, they are tenfold greater in the families of teachers of the people.